Welcome, viewers, dedicated viewers, and hopefully brand new viewers to this edition, July, of Defenders Digest. We're so happy that you can join us. We've been doing this now for about a year, JP and I, and we're so happy to do another edition. This is where we talk about everything ERP security. And today we're going to be talking about SAP patches, and we're also going to be looking at some reflections as they pertain to like my experience in cybersecurity and SAP. So JP, let me hand it off to you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. And I think being July 15th today, it's worth noting that yesterday it was a big day for soccer or football worldwide. A couple of championships had their final, so it's worth noting that Spain and Argentina both wore the regional cups. So congrats to those teams. And I'm personally very happy because of Argentina, because that's where I'm from. But yeah, just wanted to mention that here. I think it's worth giving a couple of notes there. But on the flip side, we are here to discuss all things ERP security. So many things happened during the past month. That includes Patch Tuesday, which I think it's very interesting from an output perspective because of all the things that were patched by SAP. This includes 18 nodes, SAP security nodes, including two nodes that were released since the last Patch Tuesday, and also two high priority nodes that we are going to be getting into a little bit more details. But the part that I really want to stress here is the inside those 18 nodes, inside those numbers, remember that in June, we went into a little bit of the details and we mentioned that 50% or approximately 50% of the SAP security nodes that were patched in June were due to active contributions of the Anapsis Research Labs. That means vulnerabilities that were discovered, reported by the Anapsis Research Labs and patched by SAP. In this case, in July, that goes to 60%. So, and it's even a higher number. So it's a higher percentage of a higher number. We're talking about several vulnerabilities. And that's something that I'm super proud of. I'm sure, Paul, you're proud too as well. Because that means that these applications and SAP customers, no matter where, regardless of where you are geographically, regardless of the type of applications, how you deploy, all of these are less vulnerabilities affecting your systems. So that's really an enormous contribution from the team to the SAP security community. And that's a continuous contribution that happens periodically because we work very close with SAP reporting vulnerabilities, making SAP applications more and more secure, and building SAP security together. So I think that definitely helps from a community perspective, increasing the security as well as the awareness around SAP security. Also, a couple of notes on the security patch Tuesday. There were vulnerabilities, or at least a vulnerability on the SAP business workflow that requires three SAP security nodes to be applied, and that's a server-side request forgery. These vulnerabilities are pretty critical in nature because they allow for specific attacks to be performed. But then if we get into the details of the high priority nodes, we have SAP security node 348.3.3.4.4 with a CVSS of 7.7. That's the most critical vulnerability of July Patch Tuesday. And this one was actually one of those reported by the Anapsis Research Labs. It's a missing authorization check in SAP product design cost estimating. It's short for SAP, the short form is SAP PDCE. And it's Missing authorization check, as I mentioned, and it's important to patch this because it allows a remote attacker to read generic information on a specific table with very low authorizations. The other one on the high risk or the high criticality is a 7.2 CVSS. It's another authorization check on SAP e-commerce or SAP commerce, which basically affects both on-premise and public cloud. And that's also one of the benefits of securing these applications, because in many cases, when these vulnerabilities are discovered and are patched, these patches go through technology deployed on-premise, in infrastructure as a service cloud, and also in public cloud in many cases. This vulnerability allows an attacker to gain access to a site for which early login and registration is activated. So we encourage SAP commerce customers to apply that security node ASAP. And with that, that was the summary of July Patch Tuesday. Again, very proud of this Onapsis Research Labs team that is always contributing in making such a huge impact on the security of SAP applications. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you for the update. And for the stateside folks, congratulations to the soccer winners. For everywhere else, congratulations to the football winners. I also wanted to take a moment here to reflect upon my own career and journey within SAP and prior to SAP. So cybersecurity overall, I took some notes. I kind of try and stay on track for myself. But I really wanted to take this moment to reflect, because in the end, I think that there's been huge observations on my part, and I wanted to share those with you. So I've got a very long experience in cyber safety and security in various domains, in security operations, in threat research, threat intel, threat engineering, counterintelligence, vulnerability research, safety, child online, I mean, you name it, right? Email, phishing, covering a lot of internal focus for internal organizational safety and security, covering customer security, working on Windows platforms, Linux, Unix platforms. Again, I mentioned email, working on financial systems. There's a lot that goes on in those types of environments. And a lot of it is really prominent, right? You can see it. It gets impacted, especially as it pertains to email security. And if you're running popular Windows or Linux operating systems and there's patches, that's always front and center for you. So there's a lot of cybersecurity practitioners that are aware of those things. And out of that, you have this type of framework, right? You have these principles where you want to focus on patch management. You want to focus on vulnerability management. You want to practice on secure by design, right? Shifting left, where you focus on the concepts and the architecture and the engineering so that when you do your code, you're not introducing bugs, or you eliminate the potential for introducing bugs so you don't have to worry about the ramifications later on once the code goes into production. Being here now for about a year and a half, SAP, very much its own universe. It's very complex. There's a lot of moving parts. And what I've observed from my own experience and from colleagues in the industry, we just haven't been attuned to ERP security. We haven't been attuned to SAP because we've been worried about all these other things, right? Everyone's always talking about, make sure your browser, when you're connecting to websites, it's got HTTPS, right? Don't open up attachments in email. Those are always the things that we're hearing constantly in the news, in companies, but we're never really hearing about SAP. So now that I've been in this for a year and a half, the very same principles that we've been practicing absolutely apply within ERP security. It's continue to do patch management, continue to do vulnerability management, continue to use the tools, right? I mean, they're different tools, but the applications of those tools are the same, right? You want to defend, you want to assess, you want to protect, you want to do all those same types of things that you do with SAP that you do everywhere else. I think the biggest challenge that I've seen is just the acknowledgement, right? The understanding, the awareness in the cybersecurity community as it pertains to ERP. And that really needs to, we really need to evangelize that. We really need to get security practitioners and security leaders to understand, yes, ERP is so important. SAP is so important. The data is vital. I mean, it drives the world's business, essentially. So because it's so complex, because there's so much of a universe to SAP, it is so important to get those tools, to get the technologies, to get the processes in place, and to make sure that your executives, leaders, and practitioners understand the same principles and ideologies and the same types of tools and frameworks that we apply everywhere else must absolutely be applied to ERP and SAP here today. So that's my biggest reflection point, is because it's not in front of our face, like, hey, don't open an attachment or don't click on an unknown link. There's very much threats. We see it. We're working with SAP. We're getting vulnerabilities patched. There's a lot going on. So please, if you're not partnered with an expert in ERP security, make sure that you start to include that in your budget process, include that, start talking to organizations. We're one of them. Please come talk to us. Let us help you secure your environment. Thank you. JP, any last thoughts?
Oh, just for organizations to keep doing the good work on the SAP patches, on SAP security. The Synapsys Research Labs continues to look for those weaknesses, analyze, investigate, and report, and strengthen the security of organizations and of SAP applications, hence organizations running SAP. So it's very important for bases, for SAP security teams to keep up with the good work there and keep those applications safe. And thanks for your note, for the notes on your career and the importance of being aware of SAP security and your journey. We're happy to have you on our team, Paul.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it is a beautiful team and it's a beautiful journey. I am continuing to learn and educate myself about SAP and ERP every day. So I didn't think I'd find myself in such a place, but here I am and I'm having fun. Thanks, JP. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. See you next time.